In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Allah hath heard the saying of her that disputeth with thee, Muhammad, concerning her husband, and complaineth unto Allah. And Allah heareth your colloquy. Lo, Allah is hearer, knower. Such of you as put away your wives by saying they are as their mothers, they are not their mothers. None are their mothers except those who gave them birth. They indeed utter an ill word and a lie. And lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Those who put away their wives by saying they are as their mothers, and afterward would go back on that which they have said, the penalty in that case is the freeing of a slave before they touch one another. Unto this ye are exhorted, and Allah is informed of what ye do. And he who findeth not the wherewithal, let him fast for 2 successive months before they touch one another. And for him who is unable to do so, the penance is the feeding of 60 needy ones. This, that ye may put trust in Allah and his messenger. Such are the limits imposed by Allah. And for disbelievers is a painful doom. Those who oppose Allah and his messenger will be abased, even as those before them were abased. And we have sent down clear tokens, and for disbelievers is a shameful doom. On the day when Allah will raise them all together and inform them of what they did, Allah hath kept account of it while they forgot it, and Allah is witness over all things. Hast thou not seen that Allah knoweth all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth? There is no secret conference of 3, but he is their 4th, nor of 5, but he is their 6th, nor of less than that or more, but he is with them wheresoever they may be. And afterward, on the day of resurrection, he will inform them of what they did. Lo, Allah is knower of all things. Hast thou not observed those who were forbidden conspiracy, and afterward returned to that which they had been forbidden, and now conspire together for crime and wrongdoing and disobedience toward the messenger? And when they come unto thee, they greet thee with a greeting wherewith Allah greeteth thee not, and say within themselves, Why should Allah punish us for what we say? Hell will suffice them. They will feel the heat thereof, a hapless journey's end. O ye who believe, when ye conspire not together for crime and wrongdoing and disobedience toward the messenger, but conspire together for righteousness and piety, and keep your duty toward Allah, unto whom ye will be gathered. Lo, conspiracy is only of the devil that he may vex those who believe, but he can harm them not at all unless by Allah's leave. In Allah, let believers put their trust. O ye who believe, when it is said, Make room in assemblies, then make room. Allah will make way for you hereafter. And when it is said, Come up higher, go up higher. Allah will exalt those who believe among you, and those who have knowledge to high ranks. Allah is informed of what ye do. O ye who believe, when ye hold conference with the messenger, offer an alms before your conference. That is better and purer for you. But if ye cannot find the wherewithal, then lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Fear ye to offer alms before your conference? Then when ye do it not, and Allah hath forgiven you, establish worship and pay the poor due, and obey Allah and his messenger, and Allah is aware of what ye do. Hast thou not seen those who take for friends a folk with whom Allah is wroth? They are neither of you nor of them, and they swear a false oath knowingly. Allah hath prepared for them a dreadful doom. Evil indeed is that which they are wont to do. They make a shelter of their oaths and turn men from the way of Allah. And so theirs will be a shameful doom. Their wealth and their children will avail them naught against Allah. Such are rightful owners of the fire. They will abide therein. On the day when Allah will raise them all together, then will they swear unto him as they now swear unto you. And they will fancy that they have some standing. Lo, is it not they who are the liars? The devil hath engrossed them, and so hath caused them to forget remembrance of Allah. They are the devil's party. Lo, is it not the devil's party who will be the losers? Lo, those who oppose Allah and his messenger, they will be among the lowest. Allah hath decreed, Lo, I verily shall conquer, I and my messengers. Lo, Allah is strong, almighty. Thou wilt not find folk who believe in Allah and the last day loving those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even though they be their fathers or their sons or their brethren or their clan. As for such, he hath written faith upon their hearts and hath strengthened them with a spirit from him. And he will bring them into gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with him. They are Allah's party. Lo, is it not Allah's party who are the successful? In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifieth Allah, and he is the mighty, the wise. He it is who hath caused those of the people of the scripture who disbelieved to go forth from their homes unto the first exile. Ye deemed not that they would go forth, while they deemed that their strongholds would protect them from Allah. But Allah reached them from a place whereof they recked not, and cast terror in their hearts, so that they ruined their houses with their own hands and the hands of the believers. So learn a lesson, O ye who have eyes. And if Allah had not decreed migration for them, he verily would have punished them in this world, and theirs in the hereafter is the punishment of the fire. That is because they were opposed to Allah and his messenger. And whoso is opposed to Allah, for him verily Allah is stern in reprisal. Whatsoever palm trees ye cut down or left standing on their roots, it was by Allah's leave, in order that he might confound the evil livers. And that which Allah gave as spoil unto his messenger from them, ye urge not any horse or riding camel for the sake thereof, but Allah giveth his messenger lordship over whom he will. Allah is able to do all things. That which Allah giveth as spoil unto his messenger from the people of the townships, it is for Allah and his messenger, and for the near of kin and the orphans and the needy and the wayfarer, that it become not a commodity between the rich among you. And whatsoever the messenger giveth you, take it, and whatsoever he forbiddeth, abstain from it, and keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is stern in reprisal. And it is for the poor refugees who have been driven out from their homes and their belongings, who seek bounty from Allah and help Allah and his messenger. They are the loyal. Those who entered the city and the faith before them love those who flee unto them for refuge, and find in their breasts no need for that which hath been given them, but prefer the refugees above themselves, though poverty become their lot. And whoso is saved from his own avarice, such are they who are successful. And those who came into the faith after them say, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who were before us in the faith, and place not in our hearts any rancor toward those who believe, Our Lord, thou art full of pity, merciful. Hast thou not observed those who are hypocrites, how they tell their brethren who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture, if ye are driven out, we surely will go out with you, and we will never obey anyone against you. And if ye are attacked, we verily will help you. And Allah beareth witness that they verily are liars. For indeed, if they are driven out, they go not out with them. And indeed, if they are attacked, they help not. And indeed, if they had helped them, they would have turned and fled. And then they would not have been victorious. Ye are more awful as a fear in their bosoms than Allah. That is because they are a folk who understand not. They will not fight against you in a body, save in fortified villages or from behind walls. Their adversity among themselves is very great. Ye think of them as a whole, whereas their hearts are diverse. That is because they are a folk who have no sense. On the likeness of those who suffered a short time before them, they taste the ill effects of their conduct, and theirs is the painful punishment. And the hypocrites are on the likeness of the devil, when he telleth man to disbelieve. Then when he disbelieveth, saith, Lo, I am quit of thee. Lo, I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And the consequence for both will be that they are in the fire, therein abiding. Such is the reward of evildoers. O ye who believe, observe your duty to Allah, and let every soul look to that which it sendeth on before for the morrow, and observe your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is informed of what ye do. And be not ye as those who forgot Allah, therefore he caused them to forget their souls. Such are the evildoers. Not equal are the owners of the fire and the owners of the garden. The owners of the garden, they are the victorious. If we had caused this Qur'an to descend upon a mountain, thou, O Muhammad, verily hadst seen it humbled, rent asunder by the fear of Allah. Such similitudes coin we for mankind, that haply they may reflect. He is Allah, than whom there is no other God, the knower of the invisible and the visible. He is the beneficent, the merciful. He is Allah, than whom there is no other God, the sovereign Lord, the Holy One. Peace, the keeper of faith, the guardian, the majestic, the compeller, the superb. Glorified be Allah from all that they ascribe as partner unto him. He is Allah, the creator, the shaper out of naught, the fashioner. His are the most beautiful names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifieth him, and he is the mighty, the wise. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. O ye who believe, choose not my enemy and your enemy for friends. Do ye give them friendship when they disbelieve in that truth which hath come unto you, driving out the messenger and you, because ye believe in Allah your Lord? If ye have come forth to strive in my way, and seeking my good pleasure, show them not friendship. Do ye show friendship unto them in secret, when I am best aware of what ye hide and what ye proclaim? And whosoever doth it among you, he verily hath strayed from the right way. If they have the upper hand of you, they will be your foes, and will stretch out their hands and their tongues toward you with evil intent, and they long for you to disbelieve. Your ties of kindred and your children will avail you naught upon the day of resurrection. He will part you. Allah is seer of what ye do. There is a goodly pattern for you in Abraham, and those with him when they told their folk, Lo, we are guiltless of you and all that ye worship beside Allah. We have done with you, and there hath arisen between us and you hostility and hate forever, until ye believe in Allah only, save that which Abraham promised his father, when he said, I will ask forgiveness for thee, though I own nothing for thee from Allah, our Lord. In thee we put our trust, and unto thee we turn repentant, and unto thee is the journeying. Our Lord, make us not a prey for those who disbelieve, and forgive us, our Lord, lo, thou, only thou, art the mighty, the wise. Verily, ye have in them a goodly pattern for everyone who looketh to Allah and the last day. And whosoever may turn away, lo, still Allah, he is the absolute, the owner of praise. It may be that Allah will ordain love between you and those of them with whom ye are at enmity. Allah is mighty, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. Allah forbiddeth you not those who warred not against you on account of religion, and drove you not out from your homes, that ye should show them kindness, and deal justly with them. Lo, Allah loveth the just dealers. Allah forbiddeth you only those who warred against you on account of religion, and have driven you out from your homes, and helped to drive you out, that ye keep friends of them. Whosoever maketh friends of them, all such are wrongdoers. O ye who believe, when believing women come unto you as fugitives, examine them. Allah is best aware of their faith. Then, if ye know them for true believers, send them not back unto the disbelievers. They are not lawful for the disbelievers, nor are the disbelievers lawful for them. And give the disbelievers that which they have spent upon them. And it is no sin for you to marry such women, when ye have given them their dues. And hold not to the ties of disbelieving women, and ask for the return of that which ye have spent, and let the disbelievers ask for that which they have spent. That is the judgment of Allah. He judgeth between you. Allah is knower, wise. And if any of your wives have gone from you unto the disbelievers, and afterward ye have your turn of triumph, then give unto those whose wives have gone the like of that which they have spent, and keep your duty to Allah in whom ye are believers. O Prophet, if believing women come unto thee, taking oath of allegiance unto thee, that they will ascribe nothing as partner unto Allah, and will neither steal, nor commit adultery, nor kill their children, nor produce any lie that they have devised between their hands and feet, nor disobey thee in what is right, then accept their allegiance, and ask Allah to forgive them. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. O ye who believe, be not friendly with a folk with whom Allah is wroth, a folk who have despaired of the hereafter, as the disbelievers despair of those who are in the graves. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifieth Allah, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. O ye who believe, why say ye that which ye do not? It is most hateful in the sight of Allah that ye say that which ye do not. Lo, Allah loveth those who battle for His cause in ranks, as if they were a solid structure. And remember when Moses said unto his people, O my people, why persecute ye me, when ye well know that I am Allah's messenger unto you? So when they went astray, Allah sent their hearts astray. And Allah guideth not the evil living folk. And when Jesus, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, lo, I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming that which was revealed before me in the Torah, and bringing good tidings of a messenger who cometh after me, whose name is the Praised One. Yet when he hath come unto them with clear proofs, they say, This is mere magic. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie against Allah when he is summoned unto Al-Islam? And Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Fain would they put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect his light, however much the disbelievers are averse. He it is who hath sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it conqueror of all religion, however much idolaters may be averse. O ye who believe, shall I show you a commerce that will save you from a painful doom? Ye should believe in Allah and his messenger, and should strive for the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is better for you if ye did but know. He will forgive you your sins, and bring you into gardens underneath which rivers flow, and pleasant dwellings in gardens of Eden. That is the supreme triumph. And he will give you another blessing which ye love, help from Allah and present victory. Give good tidings, O Muhammad, to believers. O ye who believe, be Allah's helpers, even as Jesus, son of Mary, said unto the disciples, Who are my helpers for Allah? They said, We are Allah's helpers. And a party of the children of Israel believed, while a party disbelieved. Then we strengthened those who believed against their foe, and they became the uppermost. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifieth Allah, the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One, the Mighty, the Wise. He it is who hath sent among the unlettered ones a messenger of their own, to recite unto them his revelations, and to make them grow, and to teach them the scripture and wisdom, though heretofore they were indeed in error manifest. Along with others of them who have not yet joined them, he is the Mighty, the Wise. That is the bounty of Allah, which he giveth unto whom he will. Allah is of infinite bounty. The likeness of those who are entrusted with the law of Moses, yet apply it not, is as the likeness of the ass carrying books. Wretched is the likeness of folk who deny the revelations of Allah, and Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Say, O Muhammad, O ye who are Jews, if ye claim that ye are favored of Allah, apart from all mankind, then long for death if ye are truthful. But they will never long for it because of all that their own hands have sent before, and Allah is aware of evil doers. Say unto them, O Muhammad, lo, the death from which ye shrink will surely meet you, and afterward ye will be returned unto the knower of the invisible and the visible, and he will tell you what ye used to do. O ye who believe, when the call is heard for the prayer of the day of congregation, haste unto remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. That is better for you if ye did but know. And when the prayer is ended, then disperse in the land and seek of Allah's bounty and remember Allah much, that ye may be successful. But when they spy some merchandise or pastime, they break away to it and leave thee standing. Say, that which Allah hath is better than pastime and than merchandise, and Allah is the best of providers. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. When the hypocrites come unto thee, O Muhammad, they say, we bear witness that thou art indeed Allah's messenger. And Allah knoweth that thou art indeed his messenger, and Allah beareth witness that the hypocrites are speaking falsely. They make their faith a pretext, so that they may turn men from the way of Allah. Verily, evil is that which they are wont to do. That is because they believed, then disbelieved. Therefore their hearts are sealed, so that they understand not. And when thou seest them, their figures please thee, and if they speak, thou givest ear unto their speech. They are as though they were blocks of wood in striped cloaks. They deem every shout to be against them. They are the enemy. So beware of them. Allah confound them. How they are perverted. And when it is said unto them, Come, the messenger of Allah will ask forgiveness for you. They avert their faces, and thou seest them turning away, disdainful. Whether thou ask forgiveness for them, or ask not forgiveness for them, Allah will not forgive them. Lo, Allah guideth not the evil living folk. They it is who say, Spend not on behalf of those who dwell with Allah's messenger, that they may disperse and go away from you. When Allah's are the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites comprehend not. They say, Surely if we return to Al-Madinah, the mightier will soon drive out the weaker, when might belongeth to Allah and to his messenger and the believers, but the hypocrites know not. O ye who believe, let not your wealth nor your children distract you from remembrance of Allah. Those who do so, they are the losers. And spend of that wherewith we have provided you before death cometh unto one of you, and he saith, My Lord, if only thou wouldst reprieve me for a little while, then I would give alms and be among the righteous. But Allah reprieveth no soul when its term cometh, and Allah is aware of what ye do. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifieth Allah. Unto him belongeth sovereignty, and unto him belongeth praise, and he is able to do all things. He it is who created you, but one of you is a disbeliever and one of you is a believer, and Allah is seer of what ye do. He created the heavens and the earth with truth, and he shaped you and made good your shapes, and unto him is the journeying. He knoweth all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and he knoweth what ye conceal and what ye publish. And Allah is aware of what is in the breasts of men. Hath not the story reached you of those who disbelieved of old, and so did taste the ill effects of their conduct, and theirs will be a painful doom? That was because their messengers from Allah kept coming unto them with clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty. But they said, Shall mere mortals guide us? So they disbelieved and turned away. And Allah was independent of them. Allah is absolute, owner of praise. Those who disbelieve assert that they will not be raised again. Say unto them, O Muhammad, Yea, verily by my Lord, ye will be raised again, and then ye will be informed of what ye did. And that is easy for Allah. So believe in Allah and his messenger and the light which we have revealed. And Allah is aware of what ye do. The day when he shall gather you unto the day of assembling, that will be a day of mutual disillusion. And whoso believeth in Allah and doth right, he will remit from him his evil deeds, and will bring him into gardens underneath which rivers flow, therein to abide forever. That is the supreme triumph. But those who disbelieve and deny our revelations, such are owners of the fire. They will abide therein, a hapless journey's end. No calamity befalleth save by Allah's leave. And whosoever believeth in Allah, he guideth his heart. And Allah is knower of all things. Obey Allah, and obey his messenger. But if ye turn away, then the duty of our messenger is only to convey the message plainly. Allah, there is no God save him. In Allah, therefore, let believers put their trust. O ye who believe, lo, among your wives and your children there are enemies for you, therefore beware of them. And if ye efface and overlook and forgive, then lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Your wealth and your children are only a temptation, whereas Allah, with him is an immense reward. So keep your duty to Allah as best ye can, and listen and obey and spend. That is better for your souls, and whoso is saved from his own greed, such are the successful. If ye lend unto Allah a goodly loan, he will double it for you and will forgive you, for Allah is responsive, clement, knower of the invisible and the visible, the mighty, the wise. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Prophet, when ye men put away women, put them away for their legal period, and reckon the period, and keep your duty to Allah, your Lord. Expel them not from their houses, nor let them go forth, unless they commit open immorality. Such are the limits imposed by Allah. And whoso transgresseth Allah's limits, he verily wrongeth his soul. Thou knowest not. It may be that Allah will afterward bring some new thing to pass. Then, when they have reached their term, take them back in kindness, or part from them in kindness, and call to witness two just men among you, and keep your testimony upright for Allah. Whoso believeth in Allah and the last day is exhorted to act thus. And whosoever keepeth his duty to Allah, Allah will appoint a way out for him, and will provide for him from a quarter whence he hath no expectation. And whosoever putteth his trust in Allah, he will suffice him. Lo, Allah bringeth his command to pass. Allah hath set a measure for all things. And for such of your women as despair of menstruation, if ye doubt, their period of waiting shall be 3 months, along with those who have it not. And for those with child, their period shall be till they bring forth their burden. And whosoever keepeth his duty to Allah, he maketh his course easy for him. That is the commandment of Allah which he revealeth unto you. And whoso keepeth his duty to Allah, he will remit from him his evil deeds, and magnify reward for him. Lodge them where ye dwell, according to your wealth, and harass them not, so as to straiten life for them. And if they are with child, then spend for them till they bring forth their burden. Then, if they give suck for you, give them their due payment, and consult together in kindness. But if ye make difficulties for one another, then let some other woman give suck for him, the father of the child. Let him who hath abundance spend of his abundance, and he whose provision is measured, let him spend of that which Allah hath given him. Allah asketh naught of any soul, save that which he hath given it. Allah will vouchsafe, after hardship, ease. And how many a community revolted against the ordinance of its Lord and his messengers, and we called it to a stern account, and punished it with dire punishment, so that it tasted the ill effects of its conduct, and the consequence of its conduct was loss. Allah hath prepared for them stern punishment, so keep your duty to Allah, O men of understanding, O ye who believe. Now Allah hath sent down unto you a reminder. the messenger reciting unto you the revelations of Allah made plain, that he may bring forth those who believe and do good works from darkness unto light. And whosoever believeth in Allah and doth right, he will bring him into gardens underneath which rivers flow, therein to abide forever. Allah hath made good provision for him. Allah it is who hath created seven heavens, and of the earth the like thereof. The commandment cometh down among them slowly, that ye may know that Allah is able to do all things, and that Allah surroundeth all things in knowledge. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Prophet, why bannest thou that which Allah hath made lawful for thee, seeking to please thy wives? And Allah is forgiving, merciful. Allah hath made lawful for you Muslims absolution from your oaths of such kind, and Allah is your protector. He is the knower, the wise. When the Prophet confided a fact unto one of his wives, and when she afterward divulged it, and Allah apprised him thereof, he made known to her part thereof, and passed over part. And when he told it her, she said, Who hath told thee? He said, The knower, the aware, hath told me. If ye twain turn unto Allah repentant, ye have cause to do so, for your hearts desired the ban. And if ye aid one another against him, Muhammad, then lo, Allah, even he, is his protecting friend, and Gabriel and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore the angels are his helpers. It may happen that his Lord, if he divorce you, will give him in your stead wives better than you, submissive to Allah, believing, pious, penitent, inclined to fasting, widows and maids. O ye who believe, ward off from yourselves and your families a fire whereof the fuel is men and stones, over which are set angels strong, severe, who resist not Allah in that which he commandeth them, but do that which they are commanded. Then it will be said, O ye who disbelieve, make no excuses for yourselves this day. Ye are only being paid for what ye used to do. O ye who believe, turn unto Allah in sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will remit from you your evil deeds and bring you into gardens underneath which rivers flow, on the day when Allah will not abase the Prophet and those who believe with him. Their light will run before them, and on their right hands they will say, Our Lord, perfect our light for us, and forgive us. Lo, thou art able to do all things. O Prophet, strive against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be stern with them. Hell will be their home, a hapless journey's end. Allah citeth an example for those who disbelieve, the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot, who were under two of our righteous slaves, yet betrayed them, so that they, the husbands, availed them naught against Allah. And it was said unto them, Enter the fire, along with those who enter. And Allah citeth an example for those who believe, the wife of Pharaoh, when she said, My Lord, build for me a home with thee in the garden, and deliver me from Pharaoh and his work, and deliver me from evil-doing folk. And Mary, daughter of Imran, whose body was chaste, therefore we breathed therein something of our spirit. And she put faith in the words of her Lord and his scriptures, and was of the obedient.